Historically, scientists have believed that the brain stops growing and changing after childhood. But current research shows that the brain is able to continually grow and change across the lifespan, not only with the ability to redesign its own architecture, but actually it is able to shift function to different areas of the brain. While this is important for developing new skills and new ability, neuroplasticity may also help children and adults to overcome some of the neuroprocessing disorders that most people consider unhealable. My guest today is Carol Garner Houston. She is the founder of Brain Harmony, an evidence-based, virtual, and drug-free program that helps all people to improve their cognition, their central nervous system function, and their overall brain health and behavior. Brain Harmony's protocols not only help with learning and memory, but also help people to work through sensory processing disorders, improve executive function, clear brain fog, clear chronic anxiety and dysautonomia, overcome learning difficulties, improve their attention and sleep and stress management, and the list goes on and on and on. Carol believes that all neurocognitive problems are related to dysfunction in the brain, and that neuroplasticity provides tools that can help to improve the brain and body's function and create lasting transformation at every age. This is The Lindsay Elmore Show. Welcome to The Lindsay Elmore Show, a podcast for people who deserve to be healthy, with honest, open, and enlightening conversations with doctors, thought leaders, creatives, and spiritual gurus. You'll walk away with simple and tangible tips and tricks that allow you to live your healthiest life so you can pursue your dreams, overcome obstacles, and leave your mark. Carol Garner Houston is a nationally licensed occupational therapist who specializes in helping adults and children cope with neurodevelopmental challenges with more than 25 years of experience. She is the co-founder and chief clinical officer of Brain Harmony, an award-winning telehealth home program that rewires the brain and the nervous system, treating the underlying central nervous system disorganization that can be characteristic of disorders like anxiety, dysautonomia, chronic fatigue, PTSD, brain fog, sensory perception, autism, traumatic brain injury, and much, much more. Carol's passion for achieving neurological calm is consistently realized by her clients who achieve outcomes that they never thought possible. Carol Garner Houston, welcome to the Lindsay Elmore Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
I am so excited to talk to you because we've had a lot of guests talk about neuroplasticity and this ability of the brain to change in response to the stimuli that it is provided. But what I love about what you do is you aim to bring the brain into harmony, to actually look at what is the disorganization that is at the root cause of the symptoms that the patient is complaining about. What is there that is causing the brain fog and the insomnia and the attention deficit disorders? And so take us to the basics of what do you really think that it takes to rewire the brain?
Well, the good thing is that we know that with neuroplasticity, we can change the brain just based upon the type of input that it is given. And the brain can change through the entire lifespan. And with targeted input, And with sometimes some very specific tools, you can rewire a brain that has inefficient connections or no connections at all, for example, maybe after a stroke or a traumatic brain injury where there is dead brain matter. We know now that you'll lose the function in the dead brain matter. And essentially, you know, you're sent home and you depreciate on your couch because you don't have access to that function. But what we have found is that you can stimulate two parts of the brain, and then the connections, the neuron connections, will go closer together and will grow connections around those insults in the brain. And we can return function to the individual. So it's very exciting, especially when you look to some of the childhood disorganization and diagnoses that are very common. You know, that people come to us from all over the world for depression, attention deficit, even post-traumatic stress disorder. And those things are helpful to me just in regards to knowing what their baseline is and what their pain points are. But we enjoy walking clients out of their diagnostic codes by treating the root cause of their condition, which is what you mentioned, which is disorganization for the brain and nervous system. We have strategies that you can do yourself in your home. I've actually created a lovely download for you, Lindsay, for your listeners. And there's things that you can start to do absolutely today in your home to first start calming and soothing your nervous system so that we can start to make those changes in the brain that we know so well. And with neuroplasticity, there's really just nothing I feel that we can't do. And there is no ceiling of any diagnosis that I've seen that we cannot make gains on. And infrequently, we actually resolve all of the characteristics, and friends don't even have a diagnostic code. So it's very exciting doing the work of neuroplasticity.
Talk to us about what you think some bad behaviors are that lead to these disorganized neuronal connections. Because we've talked about, you know, you mentioned stroke, you mentioned trauma, but what on kind of a more day-to-day level can lead to mild disorganization?
Well, just the state that everybody's in recently over the past year and a half, right? So we've all been in a lockdown circumstances, and we talk to clients all across the country and the world. It's very interesting because depending upon where you're located, it depends upon how restricted you were with the lockdown situation. And we are seeing lots and lots of families with lockdown trauma. And by being confined inside, by limiting your social engagement, because we were all limited on getting out of our homes, what did everybody do? They turned to the screen. So people, children, adults are spending 10 to 12 hours on a screen a day. We can talk about, you know, digital trauma and the content that they're watching and all of those things, but the brain is still sitting there just changing, just taking the input in that you're presenting it through their eyes. And you can absolutely decrease attention span. You can make those connections very inefficient. What's even more scary is when the brain actually is doing so much of the virtual that it has a very hard time perceiving what is real when they're not on the screen. So it can be very traumatic what you actually expose the brain to just with the use of the screens and some of our lockdown conditions. But the good news is that of friends who are coming to us using these strategies, using it in some case when the strategies that we've provided are just not making all the changes that a friend is looking for, and they're suffering so we can offer them tools and more accelerated maturity in these areas. We ship them some of these devices in their home, and we can coach you through it to help retrain the brain out of that experience. And for some friends, right, there's just a genetic predisposition, right? We can lessen the expression of that. We can organize the brain and nervous system so friends don't meet certain criteria anymore of a diagnostic code that maybe runs in their family. We can also reset the trajectory in the brain. So if it isn't growing as intended, and let's say something like academics is a real struggle, poor reading comprehension, with a depressed mood and poor executive function, you can actually expose the brain to sound frequencies. We use things like vibration, alpha stim, alpha waves, and you can retrain the brain into function. It's just very exciting what we can do. And I'm so glad that you've invited me here today, because I know there are so many families who have no idea that this is even a possibility. And our friends who have met us and have been going through this situation with the pandemic, they're actually coming out of this time with more organization than when they went in. And I know that sounds amazing and could sound like an extreme luxury to so many people, but it's true. We do it all day long, and I'm glad to share these options with friends.
The thing that's so fascinating about the brain's ability to change itself is that it never is too early to start, and it's never too late. And there's never a completely hopeless situation until the brain is beyond damaged, approaching the end of life. And so, you know, one of the things that I love is you have lots of myths that you think people talk about with the brain. And one is that, you know, after this certain age, you can't learn new language and speech. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And that, you know, that brain health decline is inevitable. Take us through the life cycle from infancy, possibly even pregnancy, all the way until our elder years. And what do you think are the most important ways that we can support our brain health across our lifetime?
That's such a beautiful question. And I think that the first thing I'm thinking of is starting with the mother and making sure that she's feeding her body on a cellular level, all of the nutrients and the healthy things that we're all taught about. But an important piece nowadays is absolutely to do a detox as much as we can before you're asking a human to grow from within you, those nutrients from what you have in your body. But that being said, what's amazing is we actually have a prenatal program with some of these tools that we use that our moms actually wear while they're pregnant, and it impacts the growth of the human in utero. It's really so exciting. So you can give more of that organization so that they end up, you know, dropping when they're supposed to. You have less episiotomies because they know where they're going. They have more of that ability to fight through the birth canal, and they have a better suck swallow. So there's also strategies that you can expose the growing human to. Absolutely, there's different music, specific music frequencies you can use. You can really keep a rhythm of regulation for that mother who's then setting the rhythm and the regulation in that nervous system. Once that individual is born in the world, some friends, they just don't have those, what they're supposed to have. They may have all of their pieces and parts, but they're not growing and connecting as intended. So there's lots of loss of function there, but you can come in and further support that by feeding the senses, by maintaining that the great human social connection and contact. And you can continue to support that as you get into the teenage years and the brain is still growing, right? That last part of the frontal lobe, which is one of the last parts of the brain, continue to develop. That's that impulse control and emotional regulation. And by your 20s, they're saying that the brain is essentially established what the growth that it's going to do. But what we have found is that we can bring amazing gains even to a brain that is maybe in its 50s, right? or 40s when you everybody thinks, well, I'm slowing down with my memory, I'm slowing down with my body, and that this is to be expected. Then when they get into their 60s, right, and things are getting worse for them, it's harder for them to feel that there's something that they can do to change this state. But we actually have a client, I love her story with us, and she was 73 years of age. And we taught her vagal regulating tools and strategies that when I called her on one of our coaching calls to ask how she was doing, she's feeling fantastic. And it's amazing. She said, I'm 73 years old, and I feel like I just have the emotional maturity to control my emotions in everyday circumstances. And if always felt like to that flood of emotions, and it overtakes us, and it puts us in that fight or flight mode. And recently, so many of us are in that fight or flight mode on. Then, she comes in and the same circumstance is happening around her, but she is different. And so she, once that she could feel that shift and that she could teach her nervous system and brain something new, what happens is you can drop so much of that trauma and they pick their heads up and you're just forward with options and full of growth. And for a 60-year-old brain, 73-year-old brain, that's quite a lot, and it's just such a wonderful gift to give friends access to the power of neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm. I love that there is something to do at each and every age, and it really comes down to having some belief and understanding that your brain health can improve over the course of years, and that losing it is not inevitable. And so you mentioned that creating calm and soothing the brain is a part of your practice of how we reorganize the brain to be more positive. This is distinctly different than a lot of the other neuroplasticity scientists that we've talked to, who are all about learning new skill sets and acquiring new skill sets. But what you're talking about is undoing a lot of damage. This is not just about cognitive decline. This is about learning delays and sensory disorders and ADHD. And so we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. When you first get started using crystals, it can be confusing to know if you're truly getting what you pay for. Are you paying a fair price? And how do you know that the crystals that you choose have not been procured at the expense of another human being's safety, dignity, welfare, or human rights? That's why when it comes to crystals, I shop at Wild Alabaster. The Begin collection is designed specifically for people who have never used crystals before. In this collection, you'll get a selenite, perfect for clearing the environment. You'll get a smoky quartz, which helps to cleanse and detoxify the environment, alongside a sage bundle, which you can use to clear out old energies. You'll then get a charging amethyst druzy, as well as a clear quartz. You can also stash a chunk of rose quartz somewhere around the house to bring you comfort and solace anytime that you feel a need for a little bit of self-love. Come and shop the Begin collection. Whether you are brand new to using crystals or whether you just want to recharge your collection of amethyst quartz, rose quartz, smoky quartz, and selenite, this is the perfect collection of hand-chosen stones that can help you to recharge your environment. Head to lindseyelmore.com/wildalabaster. That's lindseyelmore.com/wildalabaster, and grab a collection to get you started. And now, let's get back to the show. How is your approach distinctly different than somebody who is only aiming to prevent cognitive decline? Like, what is the importance of the calming aspect of your program?
Absolutely. Great question. The number one reason why we can make all of these changes regardless of age and diagnosis is the first step is always provide safety and comfort to the nervous system. Once you can provide that soothing and get them into that space, then you can access the social portal of human communication, of human engagement. Only once we're to feel and be safe. Now, that's not convincing that everything's okay, you shouldn't be anxious, there's nothing about speaking to the nervous system through the vagus nerve particularly. And we enjoy this process so much with some of our listening programs and some of our strategies. It's not only what we do, it's in the order in which we do it, which is why we go vagus nerve regulation first and foremost. It helps us out the fight or flight that everybody knows so well, especially in the lockdowns and just in with stress in general. There's also with that the freeze response and the withdrawal or the fold response. Those are all very well-known sympathetic nervous system responses, but the vagal tone and vagal regulation allows for you to push the brake on that sympathetic nervous system response, which means you're not a victim. Or we can train you to use the system and to be able to shift out into parasympathetic, rest, digestion, healing, restorative sleep. And it's really just fascinating that this very first step, so many practitioners and clinicians will miss. They go straight to the point and they're trying to work a certain part of the brain, or even maybe with feedback, great tool, great strategy, but you first never going to the nervous from a bottom approach, starting with the sensory system, working your way up. You want to check reflex patterns. You want to check for brain-body connection. You want to check for the movements of the eyes to make sure that you can attend to what you need to. You have the visual perceptual skills, and then keep going higher. That's where attention, behavior, academic achievement, here in the higher cognitive centers of the brain. So very important, vagal regulation first and go through the senses and build in a bottom-up approach. And that's why we are so have such powerful outcomes that really so many people, they tell us all the time, they're like, if you would have told me all this, I probably wouldn't believed you. But on our phone calls, when they get on, they review, so how did it go? How are you feeling this week? They're saying things that they recognize that we told them are possible things that can happen, but they cannot believe what that means for their quality of life, their independence, and then just that enjoyment with each other's that now they can access that they just couldn't access before barriers were in the way.
Let's go deeper into our sensory perception, because I think that most people, we think of seeing and we think of hearing and we think of taste and we think of touch, but you say it's a myth that we only have these five senses. So take us from that basic vagus nerve through the sensory experience to where we get to the integrative level of higher cognition and emotional control.
So the sensory system, you're right. It's, but the five senses is a myth. It's, you know, if you pick up an elementary science book, it'll probably tell you there are five. But we actually talk about three others as well. And that vestibular system is a very important piece that people may not recognize the word, but they do recognize the feeling. And that's a sense of balance. That dizziness or vertigo would be negative sense of balance, and also just knowing where you are in space. And so it's just that grounding, being present, and ability to access that brain-body connection. It comes through the vestibular system, which, if you're looking at the pyramid of learning, the sensory system is at the bottom and vestibular is in the very center, which means all other skills, speech, attention, regulation, all of those things are all dependent upon the solid foundation of the sensory system, starting with the vestibular. Two other senses, like proprioception, knowing how hard and soft to pull and push on things, super important skill for a friend in school who just wants to play with their friend, but they're a little too rough with it. And it begins to look like, you know, a different type of behavior when actually they just can't perceive how hard and soft they're pushing. Interoception is another one, the senses of the internal organs. So that is a beautiful word that I love because it links us to the vagus nerve. And if you can see the anatomical connections of the vagus nerve, it's beautiful. It's why we can address all of these pain points by doing vagal regulation. There's a superior branch of the vagus nerve that comes to all the muscles of the face, the oral motor muscles, the vocal production cords. We have friends coming to us with trauma, and then they've lost their voices and ability to access their words. We have little friends coming to us and they can't coordinate the muscle movements. They can't articulate the sounds and they can't process what those are telling them. So then if we keep following that vagus nerve, it goes inferior and will innervate the larger organs like the heart, which controls your heart rate, your lungs, your breath rate, right? And so when we're in sympathetic, your heart rate goes real fast. You got to get more blood to the muscles, and because the body perceives that you may need to fight or flee from an attacker. But you can regulate this, and let's keep looking at that innervation. And so there's that inferior branch, which goes to the bowel and bladder organs, which is how we can tighten that up for a 10 or 11-year-old who still does not have that bladder control at nighttime. It's all done through vagal regulation. What's also important is, and it's how we can impact the interoception of the human body, is that with more vagal regulation, you can get to more restorative sleep. The body can, that inflammatory process starts to calm and soothe. And we're not doing it by taking something orally. We're not doing something by rubbing something on us. We're speaking to the vagus nerve in the autonomic nervous system. We learn how to regulate it. We connect ourselves to the power of it. Then we can employ our strategies and shift ourselves into more restorative states and optimal performance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Talk to us about the downfalls of medication, because we have so many psychotropic drugs. We have everything from stimulants to antidepressants and antipsychotics. There are drugs and medications for everything, for anxiety, for insomnia. Talk to me about, what is your understanding about why drugs do not rewire the brain in the same way that doing intentional exercises that are designed for neuroplasticity can change the brain?
Yes, and I'm you brought up such an important topic, because it is part of our intake process, is for our friends to list their medications. And we immediately link them to potential side effects, because so many of the potential side effects are, they invoke, they're happening because the medication is invoking a sympathetic nervous system response and pushing them into that state. When, and that doesn't make much sense to me if the whole reason why they're taking the medication is to feel better, and some of the side effects are actually more disorganizing and are more symptomatic than why they even started taking the medications in the first place. I'm thinking of, let's say, the medication category for ADHD, right? They're stimulants. The category for many of them are actually amphetamines. And so it's important for those parents to realize that just by saying the medication name and not focusing on the category, that it's an amphetamine. And so when I see that a mom's looking for, you know, the child has poor regulation, they have a behavioral outburst, poor emotional regulation, poor attention, and they're just so disorganized, and then I see that they're taking speed, well, I help to teach those parents, hey, look, this is what it's doing. And then, of course, we go in first to calm and soothe that nervous system, right? Oh, it's just such a, it's such a gift for the family and for the individual. And then we can build the connections in the brain that then fill the hole. The compensatory strategy of the medication cannot fill that. Building the connections in the brain that produces the function so that you don't even meet the diagnostic criteria that allows for the medication to just keep pumping through your system, but you'll all be dependent upon it because you're not changing the root cause. You're changing the reason why you have these symptoms. You're just providing a compensatory strategy.
So as the brain goes through this process of filling in those holes, like you said, and building those new neuronal connections, talk to us now about diet and like the actual physical nutrients and minerals that we need in our brain for that to happen.
Well, and feeding the brain and the body on a cellular level is absolutely the best way to have the most optimal outcomes with what you're looking for. When you can combine the cellular approach, which is what you're doing, you're affecting your cells by what you're consuming, and you can pair it with this type of brain and nervous system organization, that's when the body is able and the brain is able to function on such a high level and in such and break through these myths that people get stuck in thinking is just their state of being. The omegas are super, super helpful for the brain, and we love that, along with the different detoxing products. Many of our clients come to us trying to pull heavy metals from the brain and the body that's coming from whether it's their food or their environment, right? There's different things that you can take orally that can set you up for success in that way and to further help on a cellular level. You hear lots of friends talking about like mitochondrial function. That's looking at in deeper into the cell on how well it's able to get and use energy, and what you consume is absolutely a big piece to that.
Mm-hmm. So omega-3s, detoxing from heavy metals. You know, heavy metals are something that come up over and over again that people, it's almost like because Western medicine doesn't really address heavy metals, like chelation therapy is not something that's taught in medical school. The idea and concepts of eliminating heavy metals out of our body can be very foreign to people, especially because many people have heavy metals embedded into them in their dental work. And so it's like, and so when we think about eliminating heavy metals, which are the most toxic for the brain, and what are some of your favorite ways to help your clients detox from heavy metals?
So we've seen aluminum, we've seen, there's just such a scary list of even arsenic, all kinds of things that friends can, you can get hair analysis, you can get blood and stool, tell you what's all in there, essentially, and then you can get different detox products that are specialized in pulling out what you need. Or if you don't want to go through that extent, you can get one of those general detoxes that's just for everyday use. But absolutely, the aluminum that's in a lot of our products, and sometimes also it's just a reality of sometimes some of the additives that they have to put in some of our vaccines that does help us stay alive. And they do help us fight disease. So we want them. But what happens if you can't detox them? What happens if you have like an MTHFR gene marker, which has many characteristics, but detoxing, lack of being able to detox like others, is a part of that. So what that means is that those toxins are building up more in your brain and in your body than somebody without that marker. That's important information for you to know, because you need to have a supplement on board that's going to help further detox. You're going to also be looking at what you're consuming in the first place, or what you're absorbing in your environment, to prevent that from the buildup of those toxins. Because our friends with that marker absolutely are going to be more prone to the side effects of medication, like serotonin toxicity, for example, right? They'll take a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which blocks the reabsorption of the serotonin. And then if there's too much in there, dear goodness, I've seen 7-year-old beautiful children with lovely supportive families who have given an SSRI, the child developed the toxicity and ends up in the emergency room with psychotic features. So that's a really important piece for parents and for all of us to understand, that what is out there, whether it's what we eat, what we surround ourselves in our homes, what we put on our body. Look at the fragrances in our detergents, in our soap. All of these add layers to the brain and the nervous system. And it's just another barrier that an important detoxing protocol is always a good idea these days.
Yeah, it is really important to have something that allows you to detox on the regular. And as you mentioned, part of the detoxification process is just not to toxify in the first place, and to get as many of those toxins out of the life, even though we all acknowledge that getting rid of all of them is impossible, which is sad but true.
Uh-huh. Well, and what I like too is actually a very a functional medicine physician taught me this trick, and it was after one of my children had a seventh grade booster, and that was just tipped her nervous system over with a little bit more of the heavy metals, and she's not a good detoxer. So what happened for her? She developed this. She came home later on that day with a very strong jaw tic. And it was so strong, it was very startling. So of course, right, we brought her to functional medicine, and he said, get her, you know, you can take this supplement for silica, or you can get gallons of Fiji water, which has this natural element in it, and you can pump it through her system and it'll pull out those heavy metals. So, okay, we had a soccer tournament that weekend, and my husband and I went to the store and we bought gallons of Fiji water. And since my daughter had a soccer tournament, we just fed all of her water bottles full of Fiji. We had her drinking it all weekend. And the silica that is naturally produced in that water pulled out the toxins that she wasn't able to detox herself. And of course, the mouth tick went away. And so it's just so important that we have this conversation about what we can do to better support ourselves on a cellular level and to support our detoxing.
I love that, because I think we try to make brain health more complicated than it has to be. It's simply about building and breaking down just the same way as every other cell in the body. So, Carol, thank you so much for coming in today and being a part of the Lindsay Elmore Show. Listeners, please go and check out brainharmony.com to check out Carol's award-winning telehealth program that rewires the brain and the nervous system. And head over to lindsayelmore.com/brainharmony to get a special discount on your registration. Carol, thank you so much for coming in today and being a guest on the Lindsay Elmore Show.
Thank you so much. And I just love sharing information to relieve suffering. So I hope we're able to help some listeners for you.
Most skincare that is out there on the market is packed with lab-made ingredients that do damage to the internal structures of the skin and don't address the main reasons that skin looks old. What we need is skincare that actually addresses the five pillars that help our skin to look healthy, bounce back, and have a vibrant complexion. We need our skin to stay hydrated, have good blood flow, good collagen, good elastin, and to maintain our facial muscle tone. Primal Life Organics has a glow package that is specifically designed to address all five of these pillars. The products are super easy to use, and there are certain products to use in the morning and in the evening. Get up in the morning and wash your face with luxurious saponified oils in the Earth Facial Cleanser. Then apply the coffee bean serum to give your skin a quick jolt of caffeine, making it look alive and vibrant. In the evening, wash your face again with the Earth Cleanser, then exfoliate all of the day away using the Sweet Revenge Exfoliator, and then give your skin a big dose of antioxidants to absorb throughout the night with the Blueberry Elixir. This way, we will maintain our skin's inner structures now and into the future, and ensure that as our skin goes through the natural journey of aging, that we preserve, maintain, and build hydration, circulation, muscle tone, collagen, and elastin. Head to lindsayelmore.com/primallife to shop the Glow Package today. That's lindsayelmore.com/primallife to try out my new favorite skincare. The Lindsay Elmore Show is written and produced by me, Lindsay Elmore. Show segments are produced by Sue Procco and Derek Lugo. Sound design and editing is by Jive Media. Support the Lindsay Elmore Show by heading to lindsayelmore.com/podcast. Your contribution, no matter how big or how small, helps us to bring the best guests to the interview chair. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Share this and all of your favorite episodes with a friend and on social media. Be sure to tag @Lindsay Elmore Show and help us bring the pod to more people.